This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Here you are about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And to get us on Blog Talk, you can just dial in at 646-478-5814. That's the telephone number to get us directly on Blog Talk. And again, you can go to Facebook page, Natural Solutions Radio, that Facebook. Then you don't have to dial in or anything. You just can go to there and listen live. You can put your questions directly on the Facebook page and ask questions, or you can call in on the Blog Talk, 646-478-5814. And if you have a question, we're not sure if you're calling again as a listener or with a question. So when Adon, good morning, Adon.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
And he takes care of all of the calls coming in. And so he would click that button. He'd say the area code and the last four digits of your telephone number. And if you're listen only, just give a quick listen only and we'll put you back on headphones. Otherwise, if you have a question, you know, just ask your question. Introduce yourself, first names only, and that's all you'll need. And again, I want to thank all of you for joining us. Don't forget on our Facebook page, hit the like and the heart button, and on our blog, on our Yahoo News,
YouTube
News, not Yahoo News, YouTube News. Don't forget to click the subscribe button and the like button, and help us push, you know, move everything forward. So I really want to thank everyone. All of the good mornings coming in on Facebook. So thank you so much. And again, if you live here in El Paso, Texas, don't forget, come by, check out the magazine. It's free, called Truly Alive. And you can pick that up. There's a new one out this month. This was last month's with Suzanne Summers on it. There's a new one, doctor on there. I didn't see who was on this month, but he's written a number of books. So there's always interesting things in that magazine, and I have a couple of articles in there. So please check it out. And let's see, anything else, I think. We've got callers already on the line. I got some good articles that I pulled for this week. Some one I'd like to get to, some ways to help boost your intelligence. And hint, all of them, of course, are natural. That's what I talk about on this show. And maybe just before we go to the calls, we'll start with that first article. Because the brain, being the center of a person's nervous system, helps the entire body to function. So to be able to take responsibility for our own day-to-day lives, the brain is said to selfishly take energy for its own purpose before distributing it to the other body parts. It's the most important part, that in your heart. I guess everything's important, but the brain kind of is the control center and prioritizes and to distribute all the energy to the body parts. So anything that we can do to help enhance brain function, there's no question about it, but that the brain is really, you know, the seat of all our thinking. Now, there's another brain that people don't really know about. Most people don't know. There's a brain in the heart. There's actually about 44,000 brain cells, nerve cells, that are the same as brain cells that are in the heart, but that are totally separate from the brain. And you've heard that old wives' tale or something, that there's like a brain in your heart. Well, it is true. And that brain and heart, when you read meditations or books by Greg Braden or Bruce Lipton or Joe Dispenza, and by the way, I would have, those are great people to read about, but you're going to find that they talk about how to contact the heart. Because as an example in prayer, what people don't realize, it's not the words of prayer or affirmations. It's not those words. It's the feeling that is generated in the heart. And again, the heart has its own brain. And so anything we can do to help really produce, naturally boost our intelligence. And there's a few of them, most of them self-explanatory. Number one is eat well and exercise. And there's no question about it, but that the body needs the right nutrients and enough activity to keep it healthy. So you have to think, you have to process, but you have to give it the right nutrients. And there is a pretty well-established link between food intake and brain function. So there's all kinds of studies on that, that eating junk food and devitalized foods causing dementia and Alzheimer's and other brain dysfunction. We know that eating healthy, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, whole grains, if you're going to eat meat, make sure it's grass-fed only. Chicken, make sure it's hormone-free, antibiotic-free. And fish, it needs to be deep-sea, cold-water fish. Things like sardines and mackerel and wild salmon. And those are going to really be foods for the brain. If you're not sure, you can always take a supplement like fish oil. And that is going to enhance cognitive abilities, memory for sure. So you can take that. Then the other thing that they found is exercise. All forms of exercise, and as little as 30 minutes a day, can really help the brain's activity to learn new things. So that's number one to help brain intelligence. Number two is find some kind of motivation. You know, do you have a hobby, or do you have something that really involves you emotionally and mentally? And it gives your brain a goal to achieve, and a certain level of intelligence, of course, is helpful. But to improve your intelligence, don't think just of your IQ, because it doesn't remain the same throughout your life. Think of yourself as like a baby who can improve through constant learning and experience. So just the same way as an infant learns continuously, so does a human. So find something that really motivates you. Reading. I know, as an example, with my own mother, she was developing a dementia, form of a little bit of Alzheimer's, but she was such an avid reader that it really delayed that. And really, even up until when she died at 89 years old, you couldn't tell, because she was such an avid. She read a book a week, for sure, one of those big books, and loved to read. So be a reader, and that'll really help a lot. Number three is go outside. There's play in the dirt. Go in your garden, because there's natural bacteria. Mycobacterium that is really beneficial for the brain and the immune system, and it's found in basically in the soils. And you know, you'll hear about older people loving to work in their gardens and in their on the soil and working in that. So that's really quite beneficial, of course, being outside. And in the sunshine, that can really be quite helpful. And I think, is the camera okay on this? I'm looking here, and it's very dark for my picture. I don't know if that's you're seeing the same thing on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah, you're looking okay. I could see the I'm monitoring it over here. You're looking good.
Okay. So that the next one is playing games with your brain. Crossword puzzles, Sudoku, those can be really helpful. Writing a journal. Those are some of the things that you know, you can be practicing. Learn an instrument as an example. It's never too late to learn an instrument or learn singing, because your brain will learn, and it can acquire new skills and actually become stronger and stronger. And number five is make sure you get enough sleep, because there's no question about it that sleeping plays a huge role in organizing our memories. You'll find that when you sleep, that memory and your dreaming, it really, your dreaming helps us in our memory understanding and the day-to-day issues of our lives. We process those through our dreams. So sleeping gives that brain the extra boost to do that particular function, dreaming, which is related to retaining the new information or the new skills that you're learning. And then just to finish on this article, there's some really impressive things that the brain can do. And let me just tell you some of those fun facts about the brain. First of all, you've heard that expression that everybody only uses about 10% of their brain. Well, that's really not true. Contrary to the belief that we use only 10% of our brain capacity, people are actually utilizing most of the brain most of the time. So if not all of it, 100% of their brains get utilized some part every single day. So number two, running out of brain cells is almost impossible. According to studies, the brain produces hundreds of thousands of neurons continuously. This means the dead brain cells are being replaced through the process called neurogenesis. They used to think that once the brain was grown, that was it. Now they know that there's a thing called plasticity in the brain, and that the brain does continue to grow. And the third thing is age has no bearing on the death of brain cells. According to a study, there is no age-related loss of brain cells. Brains of the those in their 80s and 90s had as many neurons as those in their 50s. And but the brain does shrink a little bit. Let's say by the time you're 90, your brain may shrink about 10%. So you can go to a website called www.brain.news, and you can get a lot of information on that, on your brain and how it works. So anyway, let's see, Adon, there's a comment. That was our first morning article. And I think, what is that? Should we take our break and then come back and start with calls? And I'm seeing the time.
We have a... Oh, yeah, we started... We were probably like 2 minutes in. It's up to you. Go ahead and let's take the break.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take our break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. And this is Natural Solutions Radio. And we are here in El Paso, Texas. And, of course, today is May 11th, and tomorrow is Mother's Day. So please call your mother. Those of you that have your mothers that are alive, call your mother and tell your mother that you love them. And because our mothers, they're, I mean, just think, our mothers are great.
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day. And Don, your mother's still alive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yes. And yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Right.
It's a very special day today.
That's cool. And for those of us with kids, hopefully our kids will remember their mother. You know, so anyway, this is Eliezer Ben Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. There are some truths that you're going to see banned or blacklisted by the mainstream media, and you're not going to see them advertised in on the news, magazines, or anything. And there's 10 of them that are specific. But number one is organic food and organic products. You're not going to see them advertised that organic is healthier than conventional processed or genetically modified foods. And today's food is not organic. It's raised with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, and artificial flavorings, artificial additives, preservatives, hormones, antibiotics, fluoride, bleaching agents, and MSGs, and nitrates, aspartame. But we know, and every study that's ever been out there has shown that organic food is healthier than non-organic food. It's just you don't see those studies. Number two, you're never going to see anything that tells you that vaccines can cause serious injuries or central nervous system dysfunction or autoimmune disorders or that can cause death or spread the infectious diseases shortly after injection. And you're just not going to see that on the mainstream media. You're talking that actually this there's a vaccine court. It's a secretive vaccine court, and they've already doled out over $4 billion in compensation to adults and teens and children and babies that have been injected by the these various neurotoxins and have dangerous immunoreactions, and they've sued, and they can sue the government, but they can't sue the vaccine industries. And they, that fund has already paid out over $4 billion. But again, you're never going to hear anything that disparages a vaccine. Number three is a lot of the illegal immigrants that are crossing the borders today, they have communicable diseases, and they're coming across, whether it's measles or tuberculosis or dangerous parasites. Again, they're coming across, they're not being checked. Now, when immigrants used to come to the United States, legal immigrants, they had to do a number of things. They had to prove that they had a source of income or that they had a sponsor, and they had to prove that they did not have any communicable diseases. And right now, you will not hear on the news media that a lot of the illegal immigrants that are being apprehended are coming in with pneumonia or tuberculosis or some of these other diseases. And then number four, you're also not going to hear about Americans that have legal carry weapons and that they actually stop the mass shootings by others. And again, the only way that an armed criminal will not be can do their death and destruction is by having a legal citizen carrying a gun that shoots that. So there's more and more politics trying to take our guns away. I happen to be a gun enthusiast and think that if you look at Venezuela, or you look at any other country in the world where guns have been taken away, then that's when the governments can become tyrants. But when the population is armed, like it is in the United States, there's over 600 million guns, you're not going to see the government doing a lot. And again, an armed population is a free population, or a disarmed population are slaves. Number five are most of these mass shooting events are usually perpetrated by someone who has been prescribed and is taking SSRI psychic drugs. That's selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors for anxiety or depression. Almost all of the shootings, these people have been taking those drugs. And again, you don't hear that from the mainstream media. Number six, of nearly all cases of cancer and arthritis and osteoporosis and heart disease and strokes and diabetes type 2 and dementia are all preventable or even curable by people doing the proper lifestyle changes and using prevention and eating the right food choices and taking the proper nutrients. Again, you're not going to hear that on the mainstream media. Number seven, you're not going to hear that childhood vaccines.
90 seconds.
Oh, there's our 90-second note. That number seven is childhood vaccines. It contain dangerous stuff. Number eight is fluoride in tap water. Number nine is canola oil. And number 10 is chemotherapy. So these are some of the things you have to be careful of. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. So I like to keep mentioning that. It only comes once a year. And call your mother and tell your mother that you love them. You love her. And again, I was talking in the beginning of the show that the heart actually has its own brain, separate from the brain itself. There's 44,000 brain cells in the heart that do not have a connection directly to the brain. So it's a separate brain in the heart. And that's where we feel gratitude and love. And that's where when you give condolences or when you're happy for somebody's success, that's what's happening. You're activating those cells in the heart and that brain in the heart. And that's what's uplifting to you. And it actually builds your immune system. There's been no question about it that it can be something that's very beneficial. Losing a child can also affect your immune system. Losing a parent, when you're going through that grief process, and again, that grief can take a long time, but it does affect your immune system. There was another question that was on there by Maria and about the flu. And one of the things that I forgot to mention, that's one of the best techniques to get rid of any kind of flu, sickness, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease, lupus, is buy yourself one of these tent saunas. They're portable tent saunas. They're made out of a folding material, but on the inside is a far infrared material. And you can turn that on. I always let it warm up for 10 minutes. And then when you get in, reset the clock to zero so you get a good 30 minutes inside that sauna. Now, a lot of people say, I just hardly ever sweat. So one of the things for those people I'll tell you is to bend over and put your head inside, you know, and leave your head inside for the first 5 minutes that you're sitting in the sauna. And that will get you to start sweating very quickly. Then lift your head out, and then the rest of the time your head is sticking out of the hole out of the top, and then you're in a sauna. But that sauna is quite beneficial. Now, we use that sauna at our office, but we use it with oxygen therapy. So we have a number of forms of using the oxygen therapy because it's such a strong anti-inflammatory. So for our cancer programs, which nobody else has, aside from the diet and the nutrition and the supplements, the herbs, the vitamins, and the essential oils, we use external things, and we use EWOT, which is exercise with oxygen therapy, but very high volumes of oxygen. So one is an aerobic program where you're 15 minutes Exercising, breathing pure oxygen. Another one is the whole body vibration, where you're vibrating the bones, and you're actually stimulating bone marrow to produce more blood, but you're again breathing pure oxygen while you're doing that. And then the third thing is sitting inside the far infrared sauna, again while you're breathing pure oxygen. When you sit in a sauna, your heart rate will go up to about 120 to 125 beats per minute, which emulates exercise. So for those of you who can't exercise, sitting in that sauna while you're breathing pure oxygen is another very efficient form of rebuilding the body's immune system. So I forgot about that, but it'll help. Artificial sweating. So it's called hyperthermia, and that really makes a difference. And good morning, and thank you for joining me here at the day before Mother's Day, and thank you so much. So, and those, if you don't have, by the way, the sauna that is available, let me tell you, again, I talked about those nutrients, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin K, vitamin C with the L-lysine, and zinc. These are all for the immune system. But the most important spice, if you're really sick with the flu, is turmeric. And it's a better way to treat yourself than with most of the drugs on the market. I found that article, by the way, on spinal cord injury, but turmeric itself is one of the strongest immune builders known. So no question about it. You want to take a turmeric in any kind of smoothie or yogurt or applesauce or cottage cheese, and take a teaspoon twice a day. It'll really rip through the flu pretty quickly. So let me go back to the other article, and then I'll come back to this one on turmeric, because I just definitely want. But anyway, this new article that came out, and it says, inhale, don't chew. Smelling fattening foods can help you reduce your risk of cravings. And of course, there's this young girl smelling a freshly made donut. You know, and who doesn't? Have you ever been into a donut shop? I mean, how does it smell when you go into a donut shop?
Where I have the properties, they had a bakery, so it smells sweet bread all the time.
There's something about it. But it says smelling fried chicken or French fries can tempt you into ordering these fattening dishes at a restaurant, which can make it hard to maintain a healthy weight. But according to a new study, smelling these unhealthy foods for a certain length of time actually may make it easier to stick to a more nutritious options instead. It said that data from the study, which was published in the Journal of Marketing Research, suggested that with enough time, the smell of greasy foods alone can curb your cravings. And breathing in the tempting aroma of high-calorie meals for longer than 2 minutes can make you more likely to choose something healthier, like a piece of fruit or vegetables. Smelling food can directly satisfy your mood and your belly. The researchers explained that this is because the brain doesn't necessarily differentiate the source of the sensory pleasure. And so the doctor, a marketing professor from the University of South Florida, and the study's lead author, said that the ambient scent can be used as a powerful tool to help people resist their cravings for indulgent foods. And the doctor added that subtle sensory stimuli such as food scents may be more effective encouraging healthy eating habits compared to making children and adults follow restrictive food sources. So there's no question about it. They said that eating peanuts instead of junk food can actually help to better habits. And boy, there's nothing like freshly roasted peanuts. You know, that's
I love peanuts.
Right. Yeah. And that was another one. Peanuts aren't always as healthy as, say, almonds and walnuts. They're not really a nut. They're a bean. And they can have an aflatoxin on it that that can really be difficult. And so, anyway, there's a definite link between the exposure and not participating in eating those. So, and they found that smelling at least 2 minutes, and you can even do tests with an inconspicuous nebulizer that gave off the scent of different healthy or unhealthy food pairs. And participants that smelled the fatty foods, cookies or pizza or French fries, and the results showed that participants who were exposed to the smell of cookies for less than 30 seconds were more likely to crave the cookie. However, those same people exposed to more than 2 minutes didn't necessarily want the cookie any longer. So surprisingly, the participants who smelled the scent of cookies for 2 minutes or longer chose to eat the strawberries instead of the cookies. So that same results occurred for both pizza and apples. They did pizza or apples, and they tested that on the participants. And so smelling. So and tips to improve your eating habits, by the way, is when you go to the supermarket, shop the perimeter. The perimeter of grocery stores include all your meat, fish, produce, dairy, and that's where your real foods are located. Meal planning, of course, is going to make a big difference, how you prepare and what you can, how to buy. Consuming healthy fats, the healthy fats from avocados, olives, walnuts, almonds, pecans, even peanuts sometimes, and they're heart healthy fats. They can help make you feel full, reduce your cravings. Get enough protein in your diet, protein-rich foods like beans. And even though the beans might have lectins in them, when you cook the beans, you cook those lectins out, so don't worry about it. Fish, nuts and seeds and vegetables, and snack up on fruits and vegetables. So anyway, there was this article, and I really thought it was cute, and it was on smelling your foods instead of eating them. And then this article, to continue, and then we'll go see if we have any more callers. Patients affected with spinal cord injuries can finally have an alternative means of relieving their chronic pain without resorting to surgery or pharmaceutical drugs. Instead of undergoing these expensive operations or taking toxic corticosteroids, they can get effective pain relief from curcumin, which is the primary bioactive compound in the Indian spice turmeric. Now they're finding that there's actually even a stronger anti-inflammatory compound called turmerone. And the studies were done at the University of Nebraska in Omaha, and they started their groundbreaking study by performing a thorough review of all the existing literature on curcumin and turmeric. So the studies showed that turmeric was a very strong anti-inflammatory, and that it really helped with almost any kind of neurological injury. The only thing you have to do is get by with the taste. A lot of people just don't like the taste of turmeric. That's the spice, by the way, what you get in curry. And it is one of the strongest known spices. And the other one is oregano. Oregano, you just have to be careful. It's a very strong spice. But oregano, thyme, rosemary, all of the spices have antioxidant properties. But there's something unique about turmeric, and you can get that. Also, ginger. And by the way, if you have the flu, ginger tea is one of the best things you can take. It'll induce natural sweating and hyperthermia. It'll do make you sweat just like sitting in a sauna, even if you don't have it. So you can get and make a golden milk and take a good, nice teaspoon of turmeric and add it to some almond milk or coconut milk or rice milk. I don't like cow's milk or goat's milk unless it's raw, if you can find that raw. And you mix that together and you drink that unsweetened. And let me tell you, or you can use a tablespoon of honey, raw honey. And you'll find that it's a very strong anti-inflammatory, and it can really help for those of you in chronic pain. So no question. There it goes. So anyway, that's I think some really good information on how to use turmeric. And then the other thing I was mentioning was honey. And it says there was a study done on that eating honey before you go to bed can actually help you sleep better. And did you know that eating sweet can have a negative impact on the quality of your sleep, except for honey? And you can indulge your sweet tooth at night, because the natural alternative you can take is very healthy, and it'll help you sleep better at night. And honey is a potent superfood that can serve as an effective sleep remedy. And since ancient times, various cultures have used honey as a food and as a medicine, and it's a good source of nutrition. So taking a tablespoon of honey right before bed can really help you. It contains sugars, of course, and it can give you a little bit of energy, and it also gets stored, those sugars get stored as glycogen to serve as energy in your muscles while you sleep. So it also can help contribute to the release of tryptophan, which gets turned into serotonin, and this neurotransmitter plays a role in facilitating your body's regular functions, including relaxing the brain and inducing sleep. So the best way to take it is just either right in your mouth or put it in a little glass of warm almond milk, coconut milk, rice milk. Again, something we used to use it in regular milk, but you can use just any of the new milks. But raw honey, there's no question about it that it can really make a great addition. Let's see, we only have about 2 minutes left. I guess there's what is it?
We actually have 4 minutes because we started a little bit late. So.
Oh, okay. So about 4 minutes. Yeah. Maybe I can answer. That's true. Maria made a comment that cayenne pepper is also very strong anti-inflammatory and is very good for pain. It's just that it's difficult to take cayenne pepper because of the heat, and it can really cause people to have some strong reactions. Well, just to make sure, I'm going to go ahead and read my disclaimer for the end of the show, and then if I have a minute left, We'll just come back and finish up the show. Anyway, the opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. So join us again next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, a traditional naturopath. And today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity. And you can check out primelongevity.com and Health Naturally. That's our brick-and-mortar store. So I want to say thank you to everybody that's joined us today. Again, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, so I can't stress enough, as much as possible, call your mother and tell your mother thank you for all that she's done for you, for nothing more than giving you birth. And that's always something to say thank you to.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, all the grandmothers, everyone.
Okay, thank you so much. And Adon, last comment?
Yeah, happy Mother's Day as well. Love your mothers as much as you can, the grandmothers. And even for those who have lost their mother, you know, I know there's a lot of friends that I have and I've seen on Facebook saying that they've lost their mothers. And just know that they love you very much. And, you know.
Hopefully they're watching over us.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so no question about it. I really thank you all for joining us on our show. Every week it comes, I get to do this. The shows are posted on our YouTube.
And they're indexed on naturalsolutionsradio.com. So they're already up there indexed every week if you want it on more short.
And they can hit that icon on the left that's for the YouTube news.
And by the way, there's a new video out that we put out. 90 if you guys want seconds. To see it on naturalsolutions.com or Natural Solutions News.
Okay, so they go to Natural Solutions News, and that'll take them directly to...
They could just go to naturalsolutionsradio.com and push
and hit
icon.
That.
Yeah, and they'll take it right to our channel.
And what does that icon look like?
It's right the YouTube icon.
Oh, okay, so little, everybody's familiar with that.
They're familiar with it.
Yeah, okay, so the YouTube icon, you click on that, and it'll come up. We have a good number of...
60 seconds.
Good number of shows that are still listed. So, anyway, we only have 60 seconds left. So, again, happy Mother's Day to my wife, Sandy, because she is the mother of my daughter, Lacey. And Lacey, of course, is the mother to my grandchildren. So, Lacey, if you're listening, happy Mother's Day to you. And so, for all of you out there, thank you for joining us. And today was an enjoyable show talking about mothers and Mother's Day. Go.